Campos. The Jet Set Breakfast on SAFM. Destination unknown.
She's in the studio, Marianne Iskander. She's the CEO of the Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator. And we crack into our very first guest, Ketso Gordon, who is the CEO of the South African SME Fund. Ketso, thank you for joining us.
It's such a pleasure.
I'm going to hand right over to Marianne because I know she's been planning a question for you right up front.
So while Ketso's formal identity is the CEO of the SME Fund, he's also my partner and the main reason that I came to South Africa. So my first question, Ketso, is that you've been recently following a group that is a community of now almost 500,000 people called hashtag I'm Staying. I wanted you to tell us what that is and why it's something you've taken an interest in.
Yeah, I mean, I think South Africa is a country with a lot of doom and gloom. The economy is not growing. We've got incredible issues with violence. We have incredible issues with trust. And we keep hearing in the headlines the number of people that are leaving South Africa to go and make a life in New Zealand or Canada. And so this is a amazing campaign being run by a group of people to show that there is a different side to the story, that there's a reason to be optimistic, there's a reason to have hope. There are some amazing, unique things about South Africa that make it an incredible place. And I think all of us who have worked tirelessly over the past years genuinely do believe that South Africa could be a lot more than it is today. And that, we just need to make the right changes. And the kinds of examples you gave in the youth employment space, I think, apply to every sector in South Africa. We need to do the same kinds of evidence-based policy development for the economy, for education, for housing, for health. And, you know, we can make this a better place.
You know, I have to jump in there, Ketso. I've just recently read some research somewhere that says that it's actually a myth that everybody is packing their bags for some other country and that they're not so many people going as we have been told. I'm hoping that this is true. And I was interested in following the I Am Staying hashtag because I saw that Mike Abel from Saatchi & Abel was one of the people that was driving it as well. And there was a real buzz around the good things that we forget in this country. It's hard to kind of remember the good things, though, hey?
Yeah, I think it's good to be reminded that there are good things, but also very dangerous to think that people are not leaving, because they are.
Yeah.
And we are losing incredibly skilled people. We are reducing our tax base, and we are creating a perception problem for investors when they hear that talented people are leaving the country.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's good and bad, and I don't want to be naive about the fact that people are leaving.
Yeah.
We are, you know, we're a country that has a huge amount of potential. That potential is being undermined.
Yes.
Mainly by having a government that's probably not operating as optimally as it should. You know, there are basic changes that could be made in government that would provide solid leadership and solid examples of how to begin to turn the tide.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think all of us remain optimistic that this will begin to happen in the near future.
So, Ketso, I think our closing question for you on that note is to talk about the work needed to grow small businesses. Mm. So certainly our experience at Harambe is there's only so much new jobs that are going to come in big corporates. I think the kind of global economic trends are saying that if you're relying just on big companies to do all the hiring, there's going to be a limit to how much economies can grow. So can you just share a little bit from your experience in the SASME Fund and what's needed to grow small businesses as another strategy for economic growth?
Yeah, I mean, I have a slightly different view, which is that I think you need the large businesses in South Africa to be given an opportunity to grow more aggressively first, because that's what creates opportunities for smaller businesses. And I want to quote a friend of mine, Tim Cohen, who is the editor of Business Maverick.
We love Tim Cohen.
He said, you know, let's stop talking. Let's just do one thing which will begin to put the economy in the right direction. And he gave an example about the mining industry, which is a solid key component of the South African economy. And he said, let's come to a simple agreement that we will have a massive tax break as long as the tax money saved was invested 2, we were going to shelve all of the transformation and BEE and other requirements for 10 years so that the mining industry can focus on what it's really good at, which is mining, and get mining houses to stop trying to be local governments, because the mining licenses requirements of local of mining companies distracts them and keeps them away from doing what they're really, really good at. And so I think that if we did a number of things to start unleashing the potential of the larger businesses, smaller businesses are going to have a much better economic environment in which to do their thing. But to grow small businesses, we need a lot more capital to be allocated in a much more efficient way to people with the right ideas and give them market access to be able to grow their businesses.
Kitso, in closing, I just want to ask you, you mentioned a government that's not operating at optimum. And
yes.
What I think often comes up is if the government is not operating at optimum, is there a way, for example, if we look at Tim's suggestions, is there a way that we could shift and change even in our individual capacity? I mean, I'm looking at the work that Marianne is doing, and that does shift things towards optimum on the scale. If I look at the work that you're doing, it does show that shift. But if government does not operate at optimum, can the rest of us do that?
I think we can all do our very best in our little ways, and we all do, I think. And I think that there are many people doing amazing things in the country all day and in every sector.
Yeah.
But that if your hard work and good work was being supported and encouraged and made easier, you know, Marianne can probably give you examples of how government, by doing a few very little important things, could make it that much easier for young people to find employment. So I think we're not saying we must sit on our hands and do nothing because government's not being optimal. I'm just saying that with government being a bit more optimal, all our efforts will earn a much higher return on effort.
We look forward to seeing that bit more optimal. Kitso, thank you very much for joining us, certainly doing some interesting work as well in the SME space. I'm sure, Marianne, you say this is the person that you came to South Africa for, and yet how perfectly aligned your two workspaces are. Are you able to sort of shift ideas and grow that kind of side of things?
Well, I will say those who know Kitso know that there isn't a number, stat, figure about almost anything that doesn't immediately come to mind. So he's been a great teacher for a lot of my learning about what has come before and trying to make sure that the benefit of history. But I definitely think that this work of helping our economy grow takes all of us in many different spaces, and to coordinate our efforts and try to learn from each other is really critical.
Lifetime learning. Lifetime learning. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we come to a guest that Marianne she literally has been like jumping up and down with excitement. I noticed more jumping up and down about your second guest than your first, which is leaving me a little bit anxious there, Marianne. But there we go. When we come back, we go to our second guest.
In Skim Thumb.